Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Friday, and this is Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Would you give the Lord a praise and a thanksgiving? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And for 2 weeks, we've been talking about the goodness of God. He is so good. That's the reason the principal doctrines of Christ, all His principal doctrine, His principal teachings get to help people.
Yes.
To help people.
Amen.
Always to help people. So, and the fundamental doctrine of Christ, repentance from dead works, faith towards God, doctrine of baptisms, that's interesting, isn't it? The laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, more than one resurrection. And that, oh, that is a wonderful study in itself. And eternal judgment. And so that's magnificent study. And people have an idea that judgment's just bad. No, it isn't all bad. He judged Jesus. And the Scripture gives us the right to judge ourselves when we receive communion. Oh, yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I mean, we judge ourselves lest we be judged. And then judge not. Don't be judging lest you be judged. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. But we've been studying particularly the fundamental, very sacred doctrine of Christ, which is the laying on of hands. Now, there are laying on of hands ceremonies which, I mean, and supposedly receive the Holy Spirit, but in traditional churches and so forth. Now, it depends on the person that's receiving it, because in most cases, it is just simply a formality.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what the Word says about that? Those denying the power thereof, get out of there. Don't stay there. You mean I should get in another church? What did I just say? Well, my mama was in that church. Well, so what? Your grandma and all the rest of them might have been in that church. But if they're denying the power, get. Well, can't I? No, don't argue with the Word of God. Pray for them and find out where you are supposed to be in church. Don't just pick one because it's close to the house. Or because it's, you know, some advantage to your job. That's crazy. That happens a lot. Being a good church, God called them to be in a good church, families doing well, and then get offered a job somewhere a long ways away and go take that job and then try to hunt a church. That's backwards. You find the church that God calls you to, and your job will be there. Your job will be there if that's where you're called to be in church and raise your family.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Because that's the way grace works. Now, excuse me, talking about the laying on of hands, there's several things that we need to look at here. Look at the 13th chapter of Luke's gospel. I'll tell you, there's something about this incident here that thrills me. It's something small. You'll miss it. You miss it if you're not really looking at the goodness of God. In the 10th verse, excuse me, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. What was he doing? He was teaching. He did a lot of that. Why? Faith had to come before he could do anything. That's the reason in his own hometown he could do nothing, because they didn't believe anything he said. They were all for it until he said, today this scripture's fulfilled. You mean today you're telling me you're the Messiah? I don't believe it. We know you. You were raised right here in this town. So he left town, moved his headquarters to Capernaum. Not just for that reason. Read it for yourself. It was prophesied that he would go there. Wow. Of course it was. Amen. So now, notice this. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. 18 years! Bowed over. Could in no wise lift up herself. Listen to it. Listen to it. When he saw her. When he saw her, what's the first thing that hit him? She ought not be in that condition. When he saw her, nobody asked him. He just saw her. The goodness of God. He just saw her. And he said, why? And this applies to you and me when you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. When he saw her, he called her to her. To him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Oh, really? She's still bowed over. You're loosed from your infirmity. Nothing has happened yet. But he laid his hands on her. That's when the power went into her. When he said it, when he said it, he declared it to her.
Come on.
He believed it in his heart and said it with his mouth, but he had to lay his hands on her for the contact and transmission of that power.
Glory. Praise God.
It had to be transmitted. And that transmission occurred through his hands. And of course, they griped about it. But now notice what happened. And immediately she was made straight and glorified. God and the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which... Now, wait a minute. She'd been there 18 years and nothing happened. Verse 16, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the same promise, and you ought to be loose today.
Yes.
You ought to be free today. You ought to be loose today. And people in your congregation ought to be loose. Yes. But there's some of them that it's never going to happen until you lay your hands on them and give that power an opportunity to flow.
Hallelujah.
I learned that from Kenneth E. Hagin, my mentor in faith. I learned that from Oral Roberts. He laid his hands on over 2 million people. He laid his hands on so many people it tore up his shoulders. He had to be operated on. Oh, Brother Copeland, I don't understand that. I mean, he was... the Lord used him to heal all those people. How come he had to be operated on? Healing is not a reward.
No. That's good. That's good.
That was his business to do that. And he needed help. His shoulders were so torn up from doing this. Over 2 million. He still lived to be over 90 years old.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, understand that. Healing is not a reward. You're a minister of the gospel. I'm a minister of the gospel. I have to believe for my healing. You have to believe for yours, just like the people to whom you minister.
Amen. Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's what I told you earlier this week. I got in trouble because I wasn't believing for healing for my own body. I was spending time in the Word, studying it to preach it. That's the reason I had so much faith to preach it and so little faith to receive it. It was not developed. I had developed preaching faith. I had developed laying on of hands faith. But I had not developed my own faith to receive healing in my own body, and I did not rest. I violated the basic principles of God and broke my body down and wore it down. And thank God now today I'm healed. Well, I had to get back in line with the principal doctrines of Christ, His principal teachings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now then, Acts chapter 5. We need to get on with this. I need to get all of this in before the end of the day. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Verse 11, great fear came upon all the church and upon many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Do you remember right there in the first church when the power of God fell on them? And they didn't just jump out and talking about their problems and all of that. They went down through verses of Scripture about your power, your creative power, and all of that, and many signs and wonders by the hands of your holy child, Jesus. And they prayed, send us of all this workings. And you just look right over the other side. And it's, and many signs and wonders and healings were done by the hands of the apostles.
Amen.
The hands. The hands. Brother Hagin had a terminology that's good. He said, I call that laying empty hands on empty heads. Just traditional laying on of hands, you know, no reason to it. It's just because it's in the book. We just do it. This is a sacred thing.
Amen.
I'd rather not lay hands on them at all. Or we know that this is a tradition of the church and we respect it. And we honor it highly because we honor the Master. Now, that's a different thing altogether. And it didn't take me 2 seconds to say that. But when the leadership doesn't even know that or doesn't care about that, something else takes precedent over it, then it's just a formality and doesn't mean anything. And I've said enough about that. Now then, Acts 19:6, and the book of Acts is not the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It is the Acts of the apostles. It is the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because there's more than the apostles in here. What do you mean, Brother Coleman? What about Ananias? He was not an apostle. And God called him to go and lay hands on Saul of Tarsus, who just got knocked off his horse. He was blind. Now, he wasn't blind with sickness and disease. It was that light. But he had to be led around. He was blind. Ananias went in there and said, Brother Saul, the Lord even Jesus appeared to me in a vision and said for me to do what? Come lay my hands on you that you might be healed and filled with the Spirit. Huh? All over the New Testament. And he laid hands on them and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. You remember those Baptists that came to Ephesus? Huh? Said, we didn't know there'd be a Holy Spirit. We just went by the baptism of John. So here's a bunch of Baptists. And so, what happened? The Apostle Paul laid his hands on them, and they were filled with the Spirit and spoke in tongues. Praise God.
Amen.
Huh? Glory be to God. Laid hands. Okay. Now then, glory to God. Acts 19:6. I'm going to read that again. I didn't read it yet, so this is good. When Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied, and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And then that 10th verse, this continued by the space of 2 years, so that they all that dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. He wrought special miracles. It doesn't say that Paul felt anything. It doesn't say that he had a burning sensation. It doesn't say that the people fell over. I expect they did. But it doesn't say they had this warm glow. No. He laid his hands on them, and it worked because he had faith in it and they had faith in it. Yes. Praise God. How much time do we have, Tim?
7 minutes.
Huh?
7 minutes.
Good. Praise God. Now then, Acts chapter 28, the last chapter of the book of Acts. There's no ending to the book of Acts. It has no close. It's continuing. We're in it today. Now, you know what happened. The Apostle Paul is headed to Rome, and that little ship got into a hurricane. And it's just going all over the place. 2 weeks he'd got in that thing and couldn't get out of it. And the Spirit and an angel stood by him. What was happening? He reminded him, the angel reminded him of the plan. You must go to Rome. So the plan was bigger than the storm.
Yeah.
It always is.
Yes.
If you know the plan of God and the will of God, I mean, you can stand on it every time. Like that little boy we talked about last week. I don't know about all that, but I know I'm supposed to be healed today. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm supposed to be healed. I'm supposed to prosper. Amen. So, now he's on this island, and in the 28th and the 8th, verse. It came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux or dysentery, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Well, do you think that was the only one he laid hands on? I don't think so, because that was the process. That's what they saw. That's what they got. They had faith in that. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
He laid hands on them. Glory to God. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn back with me to the 4th chapter of the book of Acts. And there was this man over 40 years old, and a miracle of healing was showed, and being let go, they went to their own company, and they got beat up for it, and so forth and so on. You know the story. Verse 25, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage, and so forth and so on. Verse 27, of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed. And verse 28, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand. Now listen. Stretching forth your hand. They're talking to God.
Amen.
They didn't bring up the problem first.
That's right.
And cry, oh God, oh God. No, they went to the Word first and praised Him first.
Yeah.
stretching forth thine hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Praise God. I said, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's go to the 33rd verse. And with great power gave the apostles witness of resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. And what did they do? Took it to chapter 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. There it is again.
Yeah.
By the hands.
Yes.
By the hands.
Yeah.
By the hands, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, all of you that are graduating, how much time do I have, Tim? Okay. All my graduators, come up here right now. We just got a couple of minutes. Let's do it. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. In the name. In the name. Let me tell you what to do. I'm going to stand right here, get over here, and just walk by in front of me. Just get over here and just get over there and just walk by me. Just walk by me. In the name. Would move this back out. Move that back up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if we go off of the air while we're doing this, God love you and I love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Brother Copeland laid hands on all of the KCBC students that were graduating that semester, and he was putting into action one of the fundamental teachings of Jesus, which is the laying on of hands. And we saw in the book of Acts how many signs and wonders were done by the hands of the apostles, and people were healed and filled with the Spirit by the laying on of hands as the Spirit of God flowed through them. Now listen, if you missed any of the broadcasts, you can watch them free on kcm.org or on KCM's Roku channel.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is unique in the form that you're not a number. You're not somebody that comes here, graduates, and then whatever. You are the voice of the mission statement of Kenneth Copeland himself.
Coming here has been so different to just know that you can be in a class and worship God like you couldn't do that in a university, and God is glorified in your classroom.
I want to go to school. I want to brush my teeth. I want to get out. I want to do my hair, to come to school and just be happy and be grateful.
It truly is a family. I mean, you see people, they know you. You see them at church on Sundays. It's just amazing.
My faith has grown so much. I finally have a purpose and understanding for it. And my understanding of family, not just blood family, but faith family.
Community, I have found, is one of the number one things in any situation or any kind of organization. You need it because that's how you grow with one another and go further with God.
We really are family. Everything that we say, everything we do, we're flowing from each other. And it's more than just a Bible school.
The relationships I've built here with people have been great. Like, it's like I've known them for like my whole life now.
Just the support system that comes along with being a student and an alumni here, that whatever the Lord has for me, that I'm going to carry them with me, their prayers with me, and they'll be carrying me and my prayers for them as well.
Take the next step. Apply today.
Friday is offering day on the broadcast, and I want to read to you again today from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now listen to verse 8. He said, "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." What Offering Day is all about on this broadcast is creating an opportunity for you to, number one, sow back into the word that you've heard, to respond to the one who's taught you the word. And if the lights come on for you at any point listening to these and watching these broadcasts this week, then go before the Lord and say, "Father, how do I respond to that?" How do I make sure that I'm not the last one that hears this, but that somebody else gets a hold of this good word? And that's where partnership comes in. But also be aware of what this verse says. When you sow into something like this, when you sow into the word, you're sowing into the Spirit. And from the Spirit you reap. Do not be deceived. Don't be fooled. Quit kidding yourself. God's not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. And I know we have right now many partners all over the world watching this broadcast. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have seen firsthand as your obedience to sow and to pray and to stand in faith with this ministry has opened up a door of access for God to go to work in your life, in your family, in your finances. And partners, listen, we want to thank God and we want to thank you for helping Kenneth and Gloria Copeland preach this uncompromised word of God from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle. Since 1967, the Copelands have been teaching and preaching faith. That's more than 5 decades. And all these years later, they're still doing the same thing. It's what they're called to do. And when you partner with this ministry, you are connecting to a ministry that specializes in faith, in walking by faith, and teaching others how to walk by faith. And you can draw on that for your own life. So, Father, today we receive the giving of the people. We ask you to see it. We ask you to receive it from their heart of faith and love. And we call them blessed today in Jesus' name. That's right. We call you blessed. May everything you set your hand to do in God, may it prosper. And may He open the windows of heaven above you, pour out a blessing so rich, so much, so strong, there's not even room enough to contain it. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, go to church this weekend. Find that place that God has connected you to. Find a place where they'll preach the word, they preach Jesus, and become a part of that family. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to Give is available in the United States only. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call 877-615-4267. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.